The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to Fall in Fives Radio. And here's another helping of fall and fall-related goodness.
Dear Mr. Smith, as the Reader's Digest, I am responsible for running one of Britain's best-known fives. From the Ladybird Green Grass, recorded at Sheffield Hallam University in April 1993. This comes from the Sheffield Tape Archive, which I mentioned in Show 3, which is a treasure trove of Name Your Price live recordings from that city that you can find on Bandcamp. The 93 one, originally broadcast on Mark Goodyear's Radio 1 show, is the pick of the four available full recordings. Show number 3 also featured Theme from Era Aurori, taken from a 1990 compilation called Home, and here's another track from that album. Jagabog by the New Fast Automatic Daffodils from the compilation Home. I saw the New Fads play at York Arts Centre in 1989, and they were, I have to say, one of the most feverishly energetic live acts I've ever seen. Sadly, though, I don't think this was ever quite captured on record. Now, Gang of Four were amongst the best known and one of the most overtly political post-punk bands of the late 70s, but MES was not a fan. He expressed his disdain for them in a 1981 interview. They went to university and belong to the privileged class, he said. The problem is that they pretend to know what the working class wants, but they haven't got a clue. The English working class, including myself, find their music offensive, insulting and hurtful. Sleep Debt Snatchers, part of the 1986 play Hey Luciani, inspired by the suspicious death of Albino Luciani, who was Pope John Paul I for just 33 days. It was also a B-side on the 12-inch of There's a Ghost in My House. And before that, you heard I Found That Essence Rare by Gang of Four from the 2016 LP Live in the Moment, a song that The Wedding Present have also covered. I've mentioned several of the Fall's borrows in previous shows. Elves, purloining of the riff from the Stooges' I Wanna Be Your Dog, is one of the most notorious and obvious. But perhaps the most blatant of all is Athlete Cured, the riff of which was pinched from this. Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight by Spinal Tap. How this was reimagined into Athlete Cured is explained in Steve Hanley's book The Big Midweek. Apparently Rob Reiner's 1984 mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap was one of only two films that Smith permitted on the tour bus in the late 80s, the other being Zulu. Hanley's repeated exposure to the song led to him to be sort of doodling it in the soundcheck, whereupon Smith walked in and declared, "We'll use that." And so the group ended up using the riff, as Steve himself put it, note for note, exactly the same, not altered in the slightest by key changes, time changes, chord changes, or any other sort of disguise. Now, here's a bit of a Fall obscurity. This is Edie. Thank you. was Terry White Meets JB by Damo Suzuki's Network. Damo and Can were of course a significant influence on MES, and a couple of years ago, Imperial Wax, Greenway, Spur and Melling's post-fall band, played an improvised gig in Salford with Damo that I was fortunate enough to attend, and I have to say the four of them made an incredible noise. And before that was Edie, a bonus track on the 2011 omnibus edition of This Nation Saving Grace, which eventually became an Adult Net song.
It's good enough for you. It's good enough for me. It's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. It's me.
Green wheel.
But I've got Texas by John Wayne from his 1985 LP Texas Funeral. It's where MES got his infamous cat and dog line that features in Greenway from Ersatz GB. And Greenway's riff was lifted from Game Boy by Greek thrash metalers Anarimoi, or I think that's how you pronounce it. And the version of Greenway that you heard before I've Got Texas was an unofficial remix by, well, someone or other. Anyway, now it's time for the My Favourite Four Song feature. And this week's choice comes from Mike McCourt.
Hi, my name's Mike. I'm talking about the Fall Song Paintwork from the album This Nation Saving Grace. I think there's a lot to admire about this song musically, you know. There's that sort of beautiful slow build to it, the sort of woozy, sort of stony feel of it, the use of like acoustic guitars and keyboards in a way that you wouldn't really normally see in a fall song. Of course, people talk about, when they talk about the fall, they talk about repetition, but this song more loops. It sort of loops in on itself and gets bigger and bigger, but not massive, and then sometimes it just breaks and then it starts looping again, and it's really, really beautiful. But I think more importantly, vocally, lyrically, and thematically, in a way that links with the music, is the sort of the theme of the song. And that sort of idea of no matter where you go or what you do, you're making things weirder, or you're making things wrong, or potentially uglier, but also potentially more interesting. That you're messing up the paintwork, that you're just doing things a bit strange. And it's not a very angry song, but it's also not very proud or defiant about it. It's almost got like this sort of accepting feel to it, which I think is really interesting. And I think that's a feeling that Mark probably very much felt. It's something that The Fall did, and I think it's a feeling that is probably a lot more relatable and common than you might think. And I think it's a really beautiful piece of music for that, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Mike for contributing to the show. As ever, you can contact me on thefallinfives@mail.com if you want to send in your choice, either your favourite or the song that first got you into the Fall. Julian Cope and Ian McCulloch were both loyal supporters of the Fall in their early days, and Kay Carroll described the pair as really good friends. They would just start helping us with the gear without me even asking. Cope even got a name check in Two Steps Back, suggesting that he'd supplied the group with drugs, although he has subsequently asserted that this isn't actually true. We'll have a Cope song shortly, but first here's McCulloch with Echo and the Bunnymen.
I'm
Quizmaster from Julian Cope's 1984 debut solo album World Shut Your Mouth, not to be confused with the song World Shut Your Mouth, which appeared 3 years later on the album St. Julian. And before that was Do It Clean by Echo and the Bunnymen, which featured on the US version of their debut album Crocodiles. To conclude, this is Slate, Slags, etc., recorded at the Plaza, Glasgow on the 23rd of February 1981. Thanks for listening.
Okay, here's the definitive rap. Slate strike me back, therefore I paint. Now slave song. Thank you, sir.
Do it, son.